USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are speaking out following two mass shootings in the United States this past week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying the Senate won't hide and will put gun violence bills up for votes. However, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says
there have been deep-seated philosophical differences between Republicans and Democrats about how to deal with gun violence.
The Kentucky Republican adding it's hard to determine who will provoke gun violence. Two new treatments for COVID-19 are in the works. Pfizer says early-stage clinical trial testing is underway for its experimental oral antiviral drug. Meanwhile, Regeneron Pharmaceutical is announcing the results of a clinical study show its coronavirus treatment sharply reduces the risk of hospitalization and death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new study may confirm what many of us thought lockdowns would do to our waistline.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Miami-Dade residents think the stimulus checks could be playing a role in the spring break rowdiness in Miami Beach. City officials holding an emergency meeting Monday and setting forth an 8 p.m. curfew for the rest of the month, as over 1,000 people were arrested over the weekend. Many people traveling to South Florida to escape the cold weather. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, police are releasing the name of the 10 people who were killed at the King Superstore in Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold reads the names of the victims.
I'm going to read the names of the deceased. Denny Strong, 20 years old. Nevin Stadinsky, 23. Ricky Oggs, 25. Trelona Barkanoviak, 49. Suzanne Fountain, 59. Terry Liker, 51. Officer Eric Talley, 51. Kevin Mahoney, 61. Lynn Murray, 62. Jody Waters, 65. Our hearts go out to all the victims killed during this senseless act of violence.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis.
We will hold the evildoer responsible to the full extent of the law for his actions, and we will always remember the victims of the King Supers shooting.
King Supers has a strong anti-gun policy, telling all customers to leave their guns at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, a space-based 5G network could be in the works. Aerospace company Lockheed Martin is partnering with satellite startup OmniSpace to explore jointly developing 5G capability from space. The next step for OmniSpace will be to deploy a proof of concept of its technology in space. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.